This is VOID Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli refutes rumours of current government's collapse, assures actions to answer criticism of governance. Finance Minister Bishnu Prasad Paudil and US Assistant Secretary of State Donald Liu discuss Nepal-US bilateral economic cooperation. Health Ministry launches Hello Health service to address public grievances related to health services in the country, and Israel carries out dozens of airstrikes across Syria. Now, the news in detail. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has dismissed rumours of the government's imminent collapse, stating that some individuals and some forces are trying to seek instability in the country. He firmly asserted that such efforts to disrupt governance and hinder solutions to national issues would not succeed. Prime Minister Oli made the remark in a land ownership certificates distribution program at Ward No. 4 and 5 of Gauradhaha municipality in Jhapa district yesterday. He reminded that the government leadership would be handed over to the Nepali Congress president 18 months from now, in line with the agreement reached between the Nepali Congress and the CPN-UML at the time of the formation of this government. On the occasion, Prime Minister Oli said the local people will now get land plots with the government's decision to distribute land ownership certificates to them. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Oli inaugurated the Beldangi water supply project at Damak Municipality 3 of Jhapa District. Addressing a program organized on the occasion, the Prime Minister expressed the government's commitment to providing quality drinking water to all Nepalese by 2030. In the meantime, the Prime Minister had said the underprivileged communities would be uplifted by providing them easy access to education and employment. Addressing the 29th establishment day of Tajpuriya Social Welfare Council organized at Gauradhaha in Jhapa, Prime Minister Oli shared that the government has been working to make people from underprivileged communities entrepreneurs by establishing small-scale industries targeting them. Deputy Prime Minister and Minister for Finance Bishnu Prasad Paudil and U.S. Assistant Secretary of State for the Bureau of South and Central Asian Affairs Donald Liu held a meeting yesterday. In the meeting held at the Ministry of Finance in Singhadarbar, they discussed bilateral economic cooperation, the Millennium Challenge Corporation MCC, the effective implementation of projects being implemented under the U.S. Agency for International Development, USAID, among other topics. Joint Secretary at the Ministry Dhaniram Sharma said discussions were held on exchange of cooperation between Nepal and the USA. According to Sharma, during the discussions, U.S. Assistant Secretary of State Liu showed his interest in how the investment of the U.S. Development Finance Corporation, DFC, could be made effective and expanded. On the occasion, Finance Minister Paudil said that the main priority is economic development as there is political stability in Nepal now. He also urged Liu to further expand U.S. assistance to Nepal for that purpose. Liu returned home yesterday by wrapping up his two-day-long visit to Nepal. The Commission for the Investigation of Abuse of Authority, CIAA, has filed a case against Nepal Insurance Authority Chairperson Surya Prasad Silwal. CIAA filed a writ against Chair Silwal, accusing him of gaining personal benefits by submitting fake documents. The complaint accused Silwal of altering the date of birth multiple times and forging his citizenship and passport. The complaint claims Silwal stepped into 66 years of age 9 months ago and misused his position, rights and services for personal benefits. The Ministry of Health and Population has launched the Hello Health service to address public grievances related to health services in the country. Spokesperson at the Ministry, Dr. Prakash Budathoki, said grievances concerning the services provided by the Health Ministry and its subordinate agencies can be sent through telephone, email, WhatsApp, Viber and post. Minister for Health and Population Pradeep Paudel said Hello Health was established to address the complaints of citizens regarding health services. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
ड्याडी इन्डिया जाने, मम्मी चाइना जाने, दुवै जना फेसबुक र भाइबरमा जिरो। अनि हामीले कसरी कन्ट्याक्ट गर्ने?
तिमीहरू फेसबुक र भाइबरमा हिरो भएर के गर्ने? नेपाल टेलिकमले ल्याएको सेवा सुविधाको बारेमा जिरो रहेछौ। अहिले नेपाल टेलिकमले रोमिङ सेवा ल्याएको छ। चाइना र इन्डियामा हाम्रो यही प्रिपेड मोबाइल मजाले चल्छ। बेला बेलामा कुरा गर्न केही समस्या छैन।
हो र भन, अनि कसरी चलाउने चाहिँ थाहा छ त?
किन थाहा नहुनु? यो सेवा एक्टिभेट गर्नलाई *14*15*7 र ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्छ र उतैबाट रिचार्ज गर्न पनि मिल्छ। तिमीहरूलाई पनि अरू कुरा थाहा पाउन मन छ भने नेपाल टेलिकमको मोबाइल एप्स अथवा वेबसाइट हेरे हुन्छ।
नेपाल टेलिकम, राष्ट्रको संचार।
वेलकम ब्याक। नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज। International Human Rights Day is being observed, organizing various programs across the country today. The day is marked in commemoration of the Universal Declaration of Human Rights. The theme of the day for this year is Our Rights, Our Future, Right Now. The Ministry of Law, Justice and Parliamentary Affairs has informed that the persons and institutions making remarkable contributions to human rights are awarded on this occasion. All the Nepali troops deployed in Syria under the United Nations peacekeeping mission are reported to be safe. The Nepali Army issued a press release yesterday to share that the Nepali peacekeepers deployed in Syria are safe. According to the Nepali Army, the Nepali peacekeepers stationed in various locations, including in 10 A security posts, are safe. The Islamist rebel group Hayat Tahrir al-Sham has taken control of Syria. On December 7th, the armed group forcibly entered the 10A security post in Halda, in Hadar, where Nepali peacekeepers are stationed under the United Nations UNDOF mission. Minister for Foreign Affairs Dr. Arju Rana Deoba has raised voice about the rapid effects facing Nepal due to global warming and consequent climate change and compensation that Nepal should get. Foreign Minister Deoba emphasized that despite Nepal's snow-capped mountains and glaciers playing a crucial role in maintaining climate balance, supporting ecosystems and preserving biodiversity, they were increasingly threatened by rapid effects of global warming and consequent climate change. According to the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, Minister Deoba and the members of her delegation delivered Nepal's oral statement at the International Court of Justice, ICJ, on Monday at the court's public hearings on the obligations of states in respect to climate change. The oral proceedings are being held at the seat of the court in The Hague, the Netherlands, from December 2nd to 12th. On the ongoing proceedings are advisory, which will help clarify the legal questions posed before the court by the UN General Assembly on 29th March 2023. Minister for Home Affairs Ramesh Lekhak has said that the establishment of sustainable peace and good governance and achieving economic prosperity are the government's major goals. Addressing the Karnali province-level security seminar organized by the Ministry of Home Affairs in Surkheti yesterday, Home Minister Lekhak stressed corruption and crime control and the establishment of the rule of law. Minister for Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation Deepak Khadka has called for enhanced global cooperation to address water, energy and food crisis in a sustainable manner. Minister Khadka made the remark at the International Soil and Water Forum organized by the United Nations Food and Agriculture Organization, FAO, in Bangkok, Thailand yesterday. According to the Minister Khadka's secretariat, he highlighted the need for enhanced cooperation, knowledge and cooperation exchange, and promote best practices and technological progress in water management. Now on to some international news update. Israeli forces have carried out large-scale attacks across Syria, targeting three major airports and other strategic military infrastructure, including in the capital, Damascus. The UK-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights, SOHR, said there were more than 100 strikes on military targets. Israel says it is acting to stop weapons falling into the hands of extremists following the overthrow of the Assad government. Meanwhile, the UN Security Council is meeting to discuss the situation in the country following the downfall of President Bashar al-Assad. The strikes come as the UN's chemical watchdog warns authorities in Syria to ensure that suspected stockpiles of chemical weapons are safe. The latest moves by Israel come after Syrian rebel fighters captured the capital, Damascus, and toppled Bashar al-Assad's government. The Israeli strikes in Syria have reportedly been more frequent since the start of the war in Gaza in October 2023 in response to cross-border attacks on northern Israel by Hezbollah and other groups in Lebanon and Syria. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. With the influence of westerly winds across the country, the Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy in the hilly areas of Kosi province and mainly fair in the rest of the country today. According to the latest information provided by the division, the minimum temperature of Kathmandu Valley is recorded as 6.4 degrees Celsius and the maximum temperature as 18.8 degrees Celsius with traces of rain. With this, we have almost reached the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines again. Prime Minister K.P. Sarma Oli refutes rumours of current government's collapse, assures actions to answer criticism of governance. Finance Minister Bishnu Prasad Paudil and U.S. Assistant Secretary of State Donald Liu discuss Nepal-U.S. bilateral economic cooperation. Health Ministry launches Hello Health Service to address public grievances related to health services in the country. And Israel carries out dozens of airstrikes across Syria. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website, radionepalonline.com, and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.